are filled with laughter and light, and the music of the season, and the merchants' windows are all bright with the faces of the children and the families hurrying to their homes. As the sky darkens and freezes, we'll be gathering around the hearths and tables, giving thanks for God's graces. And the birth of the rebel Jesus, they call him by the Prince of Peace, and they call him by the Savior, and they pray to him upon the seas, and in every bold endeavor, as they fill his churches with their pride and gold, and their faith in him increases. But they've turned the nature that I worship in from a temple to a robber's den. In the words of the rebel guard our fine possessions, and once a year when Christmas comes, we give to our relations, and perhaps we give a little to the poor if the generosity should seize us. But if any one of us should interfere in the business of why they are poor, the same as the rebel Jesus. But please forgive me if I seem to take the tone of judgment, for I've no wish to come between this day and your enjoyment. In this life of hardship and of earthly toil, we have need for anything that frees us. So I bid you pleasure, and I bid you cheer from a heathen and a pagan on the side of the rebel Jesus.